With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A top Iranian official has warned the U.S. against any ground invasion as regional diplomats meet in Pakistan in a push to end the war. Foreign ministers from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt are expected to meet again tomorrow in Islamabad. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will widen its invasion of Lebanon, and Iran is threatening Israeli universities and U.S. university branches in the region after strikes hit Iranian campuses. China pushing back on President Trump's tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that.
Beijing has launched two investigations into U.S. trade practices just a few weeks before the president's scheduled visit to China. The Commerce Ministry said the new probes are a response to two investigations announced by the Trump administration against multiple countries, including China. Donald Trump will travel to China for a summit with President Xi Jinping in mid-May. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This week brings a number of key economic reports along with remarks by a handful of high-ranking Federal Reserve officials.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell delivers a speech Monday. He'll be followed over the next few days by remarks from the New York, Chicago, and St. Louis Fed presidents. Federal Reserve Governor Michael Barr delivers remarks Tuesday and Wednesday. The ADP March jobs report is due Wednesday, followed by the government's March employment report on Friday. This week also brings updates on consumer confidence, home prices, and the trade deficit. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has made unannounced visits to the United Arab Emirates and Qatar this past week. Kiev is seeking to use its drone expertise to help Gulf Arab states blunt Iran's attack. This is SRN News. The board that oversees Alabama libraries has decided that all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new rule forbidding books with transgender characters and topics from being kept in the children's and teen sections. Parents in the state are demanding that the public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda from places where small children and impressionable adolescents might find them. In fact, moms and dads all across the country have been making this demand and in some cases filing lawsuits. Library boards in various states are responding in different ways. Abortion questions will be before voters in at least three states in November. Missouri lawmakers are asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom they put into the state constitution in 2024. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks passed in 24, but needs another round of voter approval. And a Virginia ballot measure would put abortion in the constitution. This is SRN News. Ugly, cheap, and deadly. Correspondent Ken Lorman says that's what experts are saying about the A-10 aircraft in the ongoing war.
Operation Epic Fury in the Red Sea is showcasing the A-10 Warthog's unmatched ability to deliver sustained, precision, close air support against fast, low-signature maritime threats. Despite calls to retire it in favor of newer fighters, the A-10's durability, cost-effectiveness, and persistent presence continues to fill a critical gap in U.S. combat capabilities.
Today is Sunday, March the 29th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including comedian Eric Idle, who is 83 years old. Former British Prime Minister John Major is also 83. Actor Brendan Gleeson turns 71 today. This is SRN News.